The Carter Center is prepared. These elections were organized at relatively short notice by Ghanaian authorities, and so it was necessary for us to respond at that relatively short notice. We have been set up in Guinea since the start of May with a field presence and an office. We deployed what are called long-term election observers beginning the last few days of the month of May. And these are observers who can go out to the regions and meet with political parties, election authorities, and citizens well in advance of the election day itself, in order to get a sense of what's the state of preparations, what are the feelings on the ground, and how are the parties and their candidates conducting themselves in the campaign.
Now, David, so far, what has been your observation concerning the campaigns ahead of the election?
Well, we're releasing or have released, depending on one's time zone, a preliminary pre-election statement just today. In that statement, we do share some of our early preliminary observations with respect to the campaign. I think that there's several remarkable features. First is there is apparently good enthusiasm for the post of president. Perhaps that's not unsurprising, but there are 24 registered candidates, only one of whom is a woman, but 24 candidates nevertheless. The campaigns have been largely peaceful. There have not been any major sustained incidents of violence of any kind of organized or partisan intent. Nor have there really been what you could say maybe is kind of tension that's often fueled by conflictual rhetoric. Certainly, region and ethnicity do play a role in Ghanaian party politics, but at least to this point, none of the candidates have really tried to exploit tensions or even just differences among Ghanaians. There's really, I think, a pretty sustained effort to have a national message, to have a message that it's time for democracy in Guinea. It's been a long wait, and we're hoping, as observers and interested international presence, that kind of feeling of goodwill does continue.
Well, have you been able to talk to the officials of the Electoral Commission, CENI, and how they are preparing ahead of the vote?
Yeah, we certainly have met with the president of the National Election Commission. We've met with some of the other top officials, and our long-term observers have met over recent weeks with local election officials to assess the state of preparations. Guinea's preparations are in somewhat of a unique set of circumstances, partly because of this very compressed agreement to go to elections within 6 months of this January 2010. The challenges have ranged from everything from agreeing to revisions of the electoral code, which were only finally promulgated in the third week of May, really only about 1 month to go before the election. And there have been regular, nearly daily, procedural decisions and changes, which in any set of circumstances, pose potential problems. It's not always certain that those changes will be communicated widely to candidates, the parties, to voters, or even to election officials who, are tasked with implementing those procedures. And so the closer that one gets to election day, in an ideal set of circumstances, all of the rules and procedures for how to administer the vote, who can be recognized as a registered voter, how the ballot is distributed, in what numbers, to official, a list of official polling stations and so on. So at all of those technical levels, this is very much a work in motion.
Did they in any way assure you of their preparedness to handle some of these challenges and to organize a credible vote?
Yeah, it's, well, certainly, you know, we'll have to wait and see, and that is part of the excitement and sometimes, you know, challenge of election observation is that there's a lot of interest in hearing the assessment of observers, but you know, that picture, as best we can paint it, is always, in some stretch, going to be partial. I think that it's, you know, it is hard to you know, confidently predict the future. I think that it's certainly not an understatement to say that these elections are going to be a big challenge. The there will be a lot of attention, as is normal, on the results. There's a lot of questions still about some of the specific technical aspects of how the results will be compiled, how they will be communicated from polling stations to central locations, and then on to the National Election Commission here in Conakry. You know, following on from that results process, there is often the ever-present possibility of complaints or election petitions regarding those results. And obviously with a very crowded field of candidates in an electoral system that requires a 50% plus one majority, there may not be a clear winner in the first round requiring a runoff several weeks later.
What has been the reaction of ordinary Guineans ahead of the vote?
Well, the campaigns have, you know, appeared to be pretty vigorous. There have been, you know, there's a lot of enthusiasm. You can certainly see a lot of use of radio by the presidential campaigns and a lot of use of, I guess what you could say, traditional visual media like posters and banners and billboards and so forth. Increasingly, you know, as we approach the end of the campaign in the run-up to June 27th, all of the candidates who at least have the means are making a push for, you know, large, high visibility with big rallies.